You've been in many places around the world. What motivated you to choose Dubai as this place to be?
The first thing that hit me was how incredibly respectful everybody was. In Europe, definitely not going towards the better, it's definitely going towards the wrong.
We talked a lot of issues and things that are impacting men in general society.
The world has gone soft and women are following. And that's not a good way for men to go.
What about the woman? What kind of advice would you give them in terms of fitness?
Women need much less support when it comes to fitness. Man, women are strong mentally. Listen to the people who have done more than you and who have lived more than you, because they know more than you. God feels present here. But in Europe, we have mostly forgotten God.
Welcome to Dubai Catch Podcast. I wanted to start really with this first podcast by saying, what's the purpose of it? We really are looking forward to having people all around the world coming to Dubai, seeing how they experience Dubai from their eyes, from their viewpoint. And you, being the first to have here in the first episode of this channel, I would like you to introduce yourself first and tell me what you do as well.
Sure. My name is Rafael Motluk. I'm a fitness entrepreneur.
Simple and forward. Now, you and I, we've been together. We know each other through your coaching. You've been coaching and we've been training together. But you told me where you came from, but I'm sure the people would love to know where you're from. Mm-hmm. And you can talk a little bit more about yourself.
So I'm from Poland, born in Poland, raised in Sweden, lived in a couple countries, lived in UK, lived in Germany, recently moved to Dubai from Spain. I was in Spain for 7 years. So came here 3 months ago to Dubai. Been hearing a lot of things about Dubai, and to 99% positive things. So I was very curious how it is. So I just decided to come here and see for myself if all those rumors about how fantastic Dubai is are true.
So interesting. You've been in Spain for 7 years. What was it like there before actually moving to Dubai?
Spain is fantastic. I do love Spain. It's a fantastic country. I was in South Spain, in a town called Marbella. It's a little bit similar to Dubai, but just much, much, much smaller. It is also a lot of luxury, a lot of money, a lot of options in any direction you want to look. So it's a fantastic place. So I don't feel that Dubai is a huge lifestyle change from that, except of the change of moving from a small city to a big city. So Dubai has everything that, or Marbella has everything that Dubai has, but Dubai just have much more of it.
Interesting. And when you actually landed in Dubai, how did it feel? What was that experience like, the moment you landed?
The first thing that hit me was how incredibly respectful everybody was, how welcoming everybody was. You actually felt like every single person, it was in the airport, of course, like every single person went out of their way to actually help you with anything that you could ask help for. The second thing was how well organized everything was. First time in my life being for first time in an airport where I didn't have 1 second of second guessing where I need to go, for example. It was super clear. There was people directing you in the right direction. For example, something so simple, maybe now when I am in Dubai, but they just give you a SIM card. So you have a phone that works for, I think it's a week. But they just give it to you. Like, welcome to Dubai, so you can stay in touch with your people directly. So it's just these small details that they think about how to make your stay here more convenient.
And how long have you been in Dubai so far?
3 months.
3 months. So not much long yet. You still have a long way to go to
Definitely. Be
truly a Dubai expat.
Inshallah. I hope it will be a long way.
And for sure. Now, I'm sure you've been in Spain. You've been many places around the world. But what motivated you to choose Dubai as this place to be? Other than other places?
Many things. It wasn't only one thing. For example, how safe it is, of course. How respectful it is, another thing. How well organized it is. How easily it is to connect with people here. It's also an international city. In all international cities, relatively easy to connect with people. And I do back that statement up in Dubai. It's very easy to connect with people. Safety, once again, I mean, we all in the end want to feel safe. And in Europe, it's a little bit half-half with that. Yeah, it's definitely not going towards the better. It's definitely going towards the wrong way. And Dubai is doing everything opposite. They're just making it safer to live here. So if there is a country that I could see myself starting a family and raising a family, so far from what I've seen in Dubai, this is paradise.
Now, I've been half of my life outside of this country, especially outside of the city of Dubai. I spent 6 years in the United States, 5 years in Australia, and when I've been there, it's been kind of a culture shock for me personally. But now switching the role where you're coming from outside into the city of Dubai, how did it feel when it comes to the culture?
To be honest, it's not a huge cultural shock. I mean, Dubai feels European in many ways, at least in those areas that I am staying or moving in between. You have the freedom to do exactly what you want. I would say there is maybe one cultural shock, which is a very positive shock for me. Or it may be that shock is the wrong word, because I was expecting that. God feels present here. So simple. In Europe, we have mostly forgotten God, and here you can feel that there is a presence of belief and of faith, which is a fantastic thing. So that would be maybe the biggest cultural difference. Otherwise, there is not big difference here than to any European country. People wear the same type of clothes, you see the same type of cars, cities always alive. You have restaurants, you have bars, you have clubs, you have pretty much whatever you want, the same like you would have in Europe. So, to be honest, you couldn't notice or feel that you're lacking something that you could have in the Western world. It's no difference.
I see that a lot of people that come here for the first time, they find that themselves alone here in the city of Dubai. So they see hardship when it comes to finding friends. But since you've been here for 3 months, how do you feel about that?
I have been lucky, I have been blessed. I have found very, very good friends for that short amount of time that you can get to know somebody. But I believe that you create your own life. If you are an open person, you come into a new city, you can't expect that the cities be waiting for you with open hands and people will say, finally he landed, let's make friends. You have to make friends because people were here before you, they probably have their own communities. And you just have to try to reach out and show your best side and try to get into the communities that suits you and that you fit in well with. So it's up to you what you make out of it.
And do you think there is a lot of things that people can enjoy here in Dubai?
Oh, I've been working very much since I came. So I've been myself enjoying very little. The few places I have visited have been fantastic. And from what I hear, from what I see, from research, what can you do here? There is just endless possibilities. Everybody is of the same opinion. You can absolutely not be bored in Dubai. There is anything for anybody, whatever you're looking for. So I think Dubai is definitely a city where you cannot get easily bored in.
Did you find anything interesting, any interesting places that caught your mind?
I mean, I've seen many places on my travels in between the different areas of the city. I haven't had many chances to visit. Definitely, Burj Khalifa, fantastic. Have visited that. Spectacular. Even more in real life than on the social medias. And most often it is the opposite. Things that are shown in social media look better than they do in reality. Burj Khalifa was definitely opposite. Marina feels like a type of Brickell in Miami vibe. So it's a city close to the water. And then you have Marina, the Palm, which feels totally like you are on vacation. So yeah, yesterday I saw my first sunset in Dubai.
All right.
And that was spectacular. That was fantastic.
It's definitely amazing, the sunset here.
They were...
Rarely you will ever have some places where you could look at the sunset and really feel amazed
yes.
by the sunset.
Yes, it was spectacular. We were watching that on the Palm and it went down like behind the old Atlantis. Fantastic, fantastic.
And what about the challenges? I'm sure that when you came here for the first time by yourself, did you face any challenges?
Yes, for sure. Nothing major, but small things. Just understanding your surroundings, for example, where to go. So I was always in beginning, even in the areas I move around that I feel comfortable in now, I was non-stop taking the wrong exit, driving wrong, walking wrong, couldn't really get to where I am. So one thing that was definitely challenging was to plan my time. So I've realized that, okay, if I think something will take me 15, 20 minutes, I put on double of that. So traffic is quite unpredictable in Dubai. So that's also a thing that can make you be late. So definitely planning your time. Things take longer time here than I was expecting.
Absolutely. Here, there is a lot of traffic, you would say, in turn times of the day. And if you don't plan your time right, you might just get yourself stuck in the traffic as well. And what about in terms of the personal growth you think of Dubai? Do you think this is the right place to really grow in terms of career, in terms of yourself? What's
definitely, definitely. There has been not one challenge in that aspect of life, only possibilities. Every single person I have encountered with here is on the way somewhere. They want to evolve, they are working on themselves, they are working on their plans for the future, they are working on their business. Every single person here is going somewhere. They have a plan, they are following and doing something that they want to have in the future. So it feels like nobody here is standing still. Everybody is moving.
Dubai in itself has many opportunities. Depends on how you've envisioned those opportunities and how you plan your steps to reach those. What kind of opportunities you see yourself in when it comes to Dubai?
So definitely I am building my personal brand. This is the reason I came to Dubai. It is within fitness. What I found in Dubai, for being a big city, because Dubai is a big city, it's very easy to get in touch with the people responsible. So if you are looking, for example, to factoring something in Dubai, if you contact with the factory, you won't be having to go through the whole procedure of bureaucracy. It's very simple to contact, if not with the owner, with the head manager of the company directly. And he will directly meet you. It's not that you have to send an email and then they will send you a letter and then the letter has to go through the headquarters based in another country. It's not zero bureaucracy. It's just simple. You want to make business? Tell me what your business is. I think we can do something together. Let's meet up and talk. So in that way, things go very fast here.
I myself have observed that type of feeling when it comes to the connection. You basically can connect with any CEO, any entrepreneur, any businessman here in Dubai quite so fast, more than any other country that I've seen myself. And it's easy as just going to their social media platforms or going to LinkedIn and just saying hello, seeing the purpose and what type of value you want to add to that person in exchange for the value that it will give you in return. So it's always about having your thoughts ready about who you want to contact and who you want to reach. And what type of value you'll add to that person.
Yes.
That's what I see.
100%.
Now, when it comes to that opportunities that we talked about in Dubai, what opportunities do you think that are here that's not available elsewhere? Why would Dubai have those opportunities that other countries don't, or those cities?
Like I said, bureaucracy is something that kills a lot of, or steals a lot of time. When something just is a big project, to even organize a meeting, to talk about a plan that you have, you don't even know if that is the right person for you. But if it takes you 3 months to meet with a person responsible for factoring the product you want to create, those 3 months is waiting time. And it might show up that that person wasn't at all a person you connected to, or the way they operate wasn't the way you were expecting. So you just lost a couple of months of your time that could have been actually gone to working on your product. So nothing like that. You meet, I mean, if you contact somebody, it's most likely you will meet the same week. And boom, either you're working together or that was not the right person, and look forward for the next one.
I'm sure you felt the time was quite so fast here in Dubai compared to other cities.
Yeah, mad, crazy. I was so shocked that you can so easily get in touch with the people responsible.
Let's go to your Instagram. I mean, that was the first place I actually met you. I looked at some of the pictures. I'm like, wow, this guy is really fit. He's definitely fit. And the first thing that I noticed was the word Primal Fitness. Why did he choose that name, Primal?
I am all about back to basics. I like how things used to be and definitely how we men used to be. We used to had to survive. Now we don't have to survive anymore. And we used to have to be hard to survive because survival was hard. And now it's not. Now the world has gone soft and women are following. And that's not a good way for men to go.
What do you mean?
Mainly soft mentally. We are weak. Anything can break a man down nowadays. And if you think about grandparents, and they were tough. If you talk to your granddad, this guy, he don't have many stories about when he was depressed, when he wasn't feeling for doing that, and how life was hard and so on. He didn't take much time to consider how he is feeling. He knew he's a man. This is his job, to do whatever he needs to do, if it's put food on the table or build up the family's future, whatever was his plan for his life. And he was just doing it without questioning himself daily if he's happy with it, if he's feeling well with it, if it is going well, if it is not. Man used to wake up and just do what you need to do, make it through the day, go to sleep, wake up the next day, and do what you need to do that day. And nowadays, we analyze and overanalyze everything. So a little bit back to basics. Now we have splitted, when it comes to fitness, we have splitted in million different names. You have bodybuilding, you have functional training, you have athleticism. In the end, it's all movement. It's just different ways to move and use your body. So in the end, the only thing that exists is to having a fit body. And if you have a fit body, a functional body, you can just decide for any area you want to use it for and specify, and then you become better at that. But in general, we have splitted everything apart.
Now, before going to fitness, I want to highlight one thing that you mentioned, that there are certain issues affecting men today.
Mm-hmm.
And those types of issues that you said is one of them, that they are not capable to handle the stress or struggle mm-hmm. that affect them. So what type of practices or habits those men need in order to become the men that they should be and deserve to be?
Definitely the first one and the most important is discipline. Because discipline gives you self-respect. It's about you respecting yourself. And if you have respect for yourself, if you feel that you are doing the right thing, you don't have to question yourself nonstop. Even if the whole world goes against you, if you believe that you are doing the right thing, you wouldn't be made to question yourself, even if the whole world questions you.
So how can they go from the nature that they are feeling? They have a lot of those feelings that you mentioned, that they're feeling a little bit depressed, anxiety, and stress throughout the day. What sort of tips that you would give in order to become more prime, more primal, to handle the stress, to be able to conquer those things that you feel is a struggle in your life?
All of those things is insecurities, inner insecurities about yourself. And insecurities come from you not feeling capable of something. So the more things you avoid doing that you know you should be doing, but maybe you don't feel like doing, that's going to make you feel less capable.
Like what?
Training. You are unfit. You know that you shouldn't be unfit. You're a young man. You shouldn't feel that it's hard to walk up 5 staircases. You know that you should be able to do that without getting tired. You know how to fix it. You know that you should start training. You know that you should start taking care of your nutrition a little bit. But it's hard because you are tired after the whole day of work. So maybe you skip it today. Maybe I start tomorrow. No, I start on Monday. Ah, it's November. I start in January. So you keep pushing something forward that you know you should actually start doing, and you should start doing it today, if not 5 years ago. And every time you accept that kind of weakness within yourself, you become weaker. It's just accepting weakness in yourself. So to change that, you have to change your mindset to not accepting weakness in yourself. And that doesn't mean only physical weakness, but more so mental weakness. Just don't accept it. If you are feeling tired in the morning and you don't feel for going to work, most people still do, right? Because there is maybe a boss that we cannot not show up to work. So create a boss like that in your own head for yourself, that you are the same boss when it comes to other things as well. So the same problem you would have from your boss for not showing up to work, create the same problem for yourself in the head for not showing up to the things you know you should be doing.
A lot of people also struggle with the way of motivating themselves to get out of bed, motivating themselves to work harder for the career. Motivating themselves to actually even change their fitness level in terms mm-hmm. of being the person that they want to be. So as a person, where do you get that motivation?
So motivation itself is a weakness. Motivation itself is a weakness. It's telling you are telling yourself that you need something that will give you the strength to do something that you don't really have the strength to do. And that's weakness. Motivation don't really exist. Determination is what men should be led by, not motivation. Because motivation is something that you feel in aspect with happiness. You feel motivated when you are happy. When you are unhappy, then you're not motivated anymore. Nothing hard is going to make you feel happy. Maybe the first time because you don't know how hard it's going to be. Mm-hmm. And then when you feel how hard it is, the motivation flies directly out the window. So you cannot be led as a man by motivation and happiness. You have to be led by determination. And that determination will lead to success, however small or big it is. And that success will lead to happiness.
Interesting that you said that. So in terms of that, what about fitness? How does that relate to all of this?
I believe it's the start of all of it. Because in life, there is very few, if any, things that you... Differently, there is not very few. There's only one thing in life that you can 100% control, and that is yourself. You can't control other people. You can't control circumstances. You can't control the world. You cannot control nothing else except yourself. And fitness is something that is totally in your control. It has nothing with anybody else to do than with you. So it's guaranteed results for guaranteed put in effort. So it's the simplest thing to start feeling that you are actually achieving something that you have been dreaming about achieving, where you can have guaranteed results. In business, you can't have that because business is never done alone. So many things has to function perfectly in your way for a business to work the way you want it to work. Fitness, no, it's only one thing. You have to function perfectly, and that's totally in your power. So fitness empowers you like nothing else.
And you think that basically focusing on yourself will help open doors to be able to do many things even better when it comes to your career and other aspects of life?
100%. Like I said, it's about self-respect. Fitness gives you self-respect because if you are unhappy in the body you are living, then you are not fully respecting yourself. It's the same like walking around in dirty clothes, just worse. Because clothes you can change in the evening, the body you can't. So if you would be forced to driving around in a car you hate, that would be a small negative feeling in your life every time you get into that car. If you would be forced to walking in broken shoes, you can still do it. But every time you put those shoes on, you will be reminded that, man, I have to put in shoes where my toes are sticking out again. And that's something devaluating you. And it's the same with the body. Every time you wake up and you go to the bathroom and you look at a body you don't like, that's not a good feeling. That's not an empowering feeling.
Now, we talked a lot of issues and things that are impacting men in general society. What about the woman? What kind of advice would you give them in terms of fitness or any types of advice in general when it comes to the issues that affect you?
Man, I would tell you like this. The way I see it and the way I've been seeing it, women need much less support when it comes to fitness. Man, women are strong mentally. I know so many girls that just decided, I need to get fit, and they just started going. And they didn't talk about motivation, about how they feel. They just went and trained. And they got fit. So I tell you like this. I know much more mentally weaker men than I know women.
Interesting.
So what advice I would give? The same as to guys. It's the same as to guys. Don't look for any motivation, because motivation might get you started. It will never keep you going when it gets hard. We don't differ that much in that aspect. But I definitely feel that men need more of the mental support than women nowadays.
Oh, why do you think they have that mental strength that men usually don't have? Where are they getting it from?
Because they have survived us for hundreds of thousands of years. No, I tell you like this, because I think like this. Throughout the history of the world, women have been suppressed. Suppressed? Women have been empowered. And now, recently, it has turned around. Women have gotten more freedom. And I think they are happy about that. And they are, for the first time in history, feeling that I can do whatever I want. So they take the chance, because their ancestors didn't have that chance to do whatever they wanted with their life. So they are on a wave of possibilities. And women, for the first time in history, don't have to fight so hard anymore. Now our life became softer. Mm. We can still survive by not being the best version of ourselves or fighting the hardest for our survival. So we take that chance of taking it a little bit easier. And this is what is breaking us down.
So what do we have to do?
Not look for an easy life. Try to become hard enough to thrive in a hard life.
What do you think about the advice that you would give to people who are coming to Dubai?
First, if you are thinking about coming to Dubai, stop thinking and do it. because you can think and read and look and philosophy all you want about it. You won't feel Dubai until you come to Dubai. So first of all, try it. Second of all, if you're coming here, have a plan. Why are you coming here? What do you want to achieve with this city? Because this is a city of opportunities, but opportunities, not only here, everywhere, they will slip you if you are not ready to take them when they come at you, because they will come at you. And as every time you decide to make a change in your life, life will help you out. Life will test you, but it will also help you out. So if you don't break in the test and just push through, opportunities will come, but you have to be ready to take them. So have a clear plan of what do you want to achieve with your time in Dubai. And then be open-minded, because you are coming to Dubai, Dubai is not coming to you. So teach yourself the ways that it functions here.
A lot of the people struggle during overseas. They try to ask me the question, like, how to find a job in Dubai. And I'm sure that when you came here, you quickly paced up and got a job immediately and started working on it. But how does one find a job here in Dubai?
The same in Dubai as you would do in any other country in the world. Show yourself capable and show your best sides and hunt it.
Can you tell me how you found your job?
So I had a job promised before I came to Dubai. I searched actually on Facebook. That's the way I found a job, on Facebook. Came here. And now you can start a job and just do the bare minimum that you have to do, or you can do everything that you can do and then some. And that was what I was doing for the first 2 months in Dubai. So I was working from 6 in the morning till 11 in the night, every single day, 7 days a week. I had no days off. I didn't have absolutely no life. And that is a big reason why I haven't seen many things in Dubai. Now I feel that I am far from where I want to be, but I feel that I am in a place where I can control my time a little bit better. So now I can decide how much I want to work and how much I want to live. So now I do it 90% work and 10% living. And that is a good balance for somebody that wants to go forward. So if you're thinking that you're coming to Dubai to find a job and have a vacation and enjoy your life and relax and feel rested and waking up perfectly happy, life don't work like this. Life is hard. That job you are looking for, there is probably thousands of people from the whole world that wants to move and have the same job. So if you want to land that job and if you want to stay in that job, be the best out of everybody who wants that job.
Interesting. And what about in terms of how to be that best? How would you signify someone being the best? Since when I saw you coming here, you were hustling to the point that you were getting more than 15 clients within the first 3 months. Most people don't even reach that point until 6 months later, 10 months, 1 year later, maybe. So what differentiated you between others that maybe someone can learn and they can implement it in their own field as well?
So you can never know if you're better than the competition, because there is no clear markers like in a competition. But you can know that you did everything you could that day. So every night before I go to sleep, I ask myself, I analyze my day, I analyze myself, and trying to see, could I have done something better? Could I have actually done more? Could I have taken a 15-minute lunch break instead of a 1 hour and 20 minutes lunch break? So you have to be realistic with yourself. It is nice to take a 1 hour, 20 minutes lunch break, but I could have also eaten that food in 15 minutes and get back to work. And in the end, if you are now searching for, let's say in my case, when I came to Dubai clients, it's a numbers game. If you talk to 10 people, you have 10 possibilities of signing up a client. If you talk to 100 people, you have 100 possibilities. If you talk to 1,000 people, you have 1,000 possibilities. So just work as much as you can, and then some.
Do you think it had a certain point where your physique played a role in being able to get this many clients? Or is it more of your sales pitch?
I think it's authenticity. You can't sell nothing that is not real. People see through a sales pitch. I've never in my life done a sales pitch. I'm not a salesman. I don't even enjoy sales, to be honest. I can just tell my truth, and if people believe it or not, that's up to them. I can only sell the real me. I cannot sell you something that is made up to sound as good as it should be sounding, because you will see right through it. I mean, people are not blind. So become the best version of yourself, and that will make you be able to sell the best version of yourself.
I've seen that in different studies and in different articles that usually having an appealing physique or appealing face can get you better career opportunities than most people who are not that appealing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that we're trying to differentiate them, but this is what the studies have shown and what the articles have shown. In your perspective, you believe that?
I do believe that. I've read that also, that beautiful people have bigger chances for success. But we have to be clear on one thing. People are not equal. The world is trying to make everybody equal. We are not equal. Somebody's 2 meters. I'm 1.75 meters. I'm not equal to the guy who is 2 meters when it comes to height. Somebody's fit, somebody's not fit. He's not equal to me. He's fat, I'm fit. We are not equal. So try to take away your disadvantages and just do the best you can. You cannot do more than what you can. You cannot be more than the best version of you. I mean, how much time I would spend into playing basketball, I would probably not be better than Michael Jordan. We're not equal. He's just better at basketball. But I can definitely create the best version of myself. And the best version of yourself is going to be enough, because you will come to the best place you possibly could have come to.
A lot of people tend to focus on trying to be great in everything.
Mm.
So they'll not only focus on the strength and but also on their weaknesses.
Good.
As a person, you know, you feel that life is short enough with everything that's going around us. If we want to be the best versions of ourselves, what should we do? Should we focus on just on our strengths, or should we also go for the weakness that we have as well and improve that weakness?
That all depends how you can sacrifice your time. We all have 24 hours, right? So if you want to be the best MMA fighter in the world, you probably won't be the best employee in the world. You probably won't be the best husband in the world. You probably won't be the best father in the world, because all your days have to be spent in the gym fighting guys. So you just have to decide if whatever it is that you're trying to become best at is worth the sacrifice it will cost, because everything in this world has a price. And this is, I feel, where people break down. They haven't calculated what the price will be for achieving their dreams. So I have a friend who's a billionaire, just to tell a story what I'm talking about. I have a friend who's a billionaire. He always working 7 days a week, never takes vacation. His daughter, 4 years old, painted a picture of the whole family. Even the cleaning lady was in the picture, except of the father. That was his price for becoming a billionaire and climbing up. So everything has a price.
So sacrifices must be made in order to achieve the Simple. Things that you want in life.
Yes, nothing in life is without sacrifices.
So going into your future plans, now I'm sure that you have a lot of pictures that you've showed me of mm-hmm. what you wanted to achieve in the future. And some of those things relate to family, relate to having a great house. Tell us more about that. What is your future plans when it comes to
that? So definitely, of course, having a family is a big future plan, is, I guess, the most important future plan. But I would never have a family until I can give them the life I would want my family to start out with. So right now I'm focusing on building up the business that I am building. When that is not done, it doesn't have to be done. When that is already in motion, then will come time to focus on family. You cannot do both at the same time, or at least I can't.
But you could tell us maybe what are the things that you're really looking for yourself,
mm-hmm.
personally and professionally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let's start with professionally, because that is where I am right now mainly. So it's definitely building my own brand. So I am building my own app, fitness app, so I can reach more people. It will be a more affordable type of coaching than what I am doing right now. I'm only doing high tickets coaching. And my passion is to help people become the best version of themselves physically and mentally. I'm launching my own supplements brand. As if you want to push your body, you have to also take care of your body. Otherwise, you just break it down. So supplements is a big part of that. And my own clothing line within fitness. So that's the three things that I am working on at the moment. End goal here in Dubai is to create the best gym in Dubai, which will be a men's only gym. Like I said earlier.
Why men's only gym?
Like I said earlier, I feel that men need a lot of support these times to stay and even more to become stronger than what we are right now, because the society in general is making us weaker. And I would love to be a change to that.
Do you see yourself staying in Dubai long term?
Definitely, definitely. I love Dubai and I haven't even touched Dubai. So I've seen 1% and I love that 1%. So I am definitely staying here for as long as my journey is here, and it feels like it will be for a couple of years, definitely. And maybe for the rest of my life. No idea. I don't plan so many years forward.
You never know.
You never know.
You feel yourself, you're more of a type of person that goes with the flow of the things?
Definitely, definitely. I do have my plans, but life shows you if those plans are good for you or not. If something is going too hard against you, maybe it's not your way. So I definitely am a person who goes with the flow.
What would be those top three fitness tips to change the person's life for the better?
Stop looking for motivation and stop being led by motivation. Make a manly decision and stick to that decision far after you don't feel like sticking to it. Be a man. Don't change your word every 5 minutes. Number one. Number two, make a plan. Have a clear plan of what it is that you want to achieve. How do you want to look by the end goal? How do you want to look in a month's time? How do you want to look in 6 months' time? What is your goal? And have a plan how to work towards that goal. I am going to train. These days I am going to train. These hours I am going to train. For so long time I am going to train in this way. You have to have a plan, because if you don't have a plan, it is super easy to fall off. So have a plan. And number three, if you don't know anything about what you should be doing, get guidance. No one was an expert before they started and before they learned by all their mistakes. So get guidance. It's nothing wrong in asking somebody for help that is further evolved in that field that you want to evolve in.
Mentorship is important.
Super important. Super important. I always use mentors.
Similar to how I'm getting you as my coach. Exactly. Very much.
And is it helping?
Very much. I would say I'm getting pushed to the limit. Sometimes even more. There are things that usually we don't find out ourselves, and we find out after getting taught by the person who's of experience.
Exactly.
So usually things that you think that you have pushed the limit, you have reached that limit, but then there's that person who knows you well, who knows how to even overcome that limit that you placed on yourself.
Mm.
And that's where the mentor comes. That's where the person comes to push you, and as well to guide you to not repeat the same mistakes that he has done or someone in the past has done. It can even accelerate your life. So what I always say when you're paying for a coach, paying for someone's experience, you're actually paying for that person's time and years of overcoming past mistakes and using that knowledge to really accelerate your life even forward. So you don't have to spend the same time 100%. To learn the same knowledge.
It's a little bit the same. If when we are kids, our parents tell us what to do with our life, right? And they tell us that because they have done the mistakes. They don't want us to redo their mistakes. So from what they have learned in life, they are trying to make us just skip through all of those failures and mistakes, and they know what will work. And not anybody on this planet can not agree with this, that if we would have listened to our parents, it would have been easier.
Now, is there any upcoming events or projects you would like to mention?
Yes, the projects that I mentioned before. So launching on my own app, launching of my own supplements brand, and launching my own clothing brand. So this is the three projects that is coming out very soon.
Got a lot of work in your hands.
Yes, always, always.
Always hustling. Is there any advice that you would give to the coming generation or the youth in general that you would like to give?
Listen to the people who have done more than you and who have lived more than you, because they know more than you.
That's it.
That's
it. How can listeners connect with you or learn more about your work?
Instagram, primal_fitness. That's the only way to connect with me, really.
You're not going to start any TikTok or YouTube channel?
I'm starting that, but that won't be a way to connect with me. If somebody think about connection in the way that start talking to me, Instagram is the only way.
Well, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
This I would see as the first episode of Dubai Catch podcast.
Thank you.
And I think it's been an amazing experience. What's your thought about that?
Amazing. Love it. I'm just sad that it's finished so fast.